A new banking scandal is erupting over allegations of antitrust and fraud collusion for fixing the daily bank lending rates. These rates determine the prices people and corporations around the world pay for loans or receive for their savings. To date, Barclays Bank has been fined $453 million and its chair and CEO has resigned. Now questions are being raised about how involved other banks were in price fixing at Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, HSBC, and Citigroup. Two congressional committees are also raising questions of what U.S. regulators knew, and city lawsuits are piling up. WBAI's Rebecca Miles spoke to William K. Black, Associate Professor of Economics and Law at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. Black is also a white-collar crime expert and a former financial regulator. He says LIBOR is an acronym for the London Interbank Offered Rate.
It is the rate at which a particular group of large banks that do business in the City of London, the financial district of the United Kingdom, are able to borrow money short term. And there are actually multiple LIBORs depending on which currency you're talking about doing the transaction in.
What's the scandal that's just happened with the head of Barclays stepping down and the bank being fined $453 million? And how does that all relate to what might be happening in the U.S.?
Well, at this juncture, there are two identified scandals. The scandal that appears to have been going on for many years was manipulating LIBOR by providing false statements. So each of these large banks, roughly a dozen, though it varied over time, would give the British Bankers Association, a trade association of big banks, a number on what it supposedly could borrow money at short term. And then the British Bankers Association would throw out the high values and the low values and basically create a mean, an average. And that would become LIBOR for a certain period. You know, you could be LIBOR could be overnight money, or it could be 180 days, those types of things. And LIBOR was then used as an index as to which an immense number of financial instruments and loans were priced off of LIBOR. So these would be adjustable rate instruments. And the most popular one in the world, the British Bankers Association, in fact, on their website called it the most important number in the world, LIBOR. And so we're talking about $10 trillion in loans, and the guesstimates are $80 to $200 trillion in financial derivative transactions being priced off of LIBOR. All right, so it's really big. And it was manipulated, and it was manipulated according to the discovery and the admissions that have come from Barclays, which is the first one to settle, and therefore there are more facts about Barclays than the others at this point. They would simply gimmick the number to help their trading positions. And so this is a bank, and it's a huge bank, Barclays, and it would have all kinds of people trading. And they would say, you know, I would make more money if LIBOR was reported to be higher or lower than it really is. And so then they would email the people who put in the LIBOR number and say, I want you to put in a false value that's lower. And what's startling about the emails is there is no effort to hide what they're doing. There is absolutely no consideration of integrity or reputation of the bank. It's just a complete willingness to do it. And indeed, the most amazing one is a Barclays email in which a rival bank trader says, oh my God, I'm stand to lose a lot of money unless you fudge the LIBOR number. Please put in a false value for LIBOR in the following direction. And the people at Barclays said, okay, sure. And the implication in the email is this is not even two people that knew each other well. at all. So they were willing, whatever will make my bond more valuable as a trader, we'll change my word and we will lie to you consistently. So they did this apparently as an absolutely routine matter.
The two congressional committees that are raising questions about U.S. regulators' involvement about these price fixing, and then the Justice Department is looking into it, but also I understand that lawsuits are starting to appear from the city of Baltimore. The state of Massachusetts is now looking at whether those price fixing had some effect on their own coffers. And I'm wondering whether these all might be linked to the number of American cities that are suddenly declaring bankruptcy, like Stockton, Scranton, San Bernardino, and Jefferson County, Alabama, whether those are all linked to the same issue.
Broadly, yes. Everybody that was an investor in a pension fund is likely to have suffered damages. I described only one of the two forms of fraud. The second way in which they scammed LIBOR, during the height of the crisis, so this would be 2008, 2009, perhaps 2007, the LIBOR rate was used like a thermometer to try to judge the degree of fever at the banks from the underlying infection of the toxic securities that they had.
Mm.
So this would be a consistent bias in the price, reported LIBOR price, in a way that would cause it to be lower. And as a result, all kinds of entities that purchase securities and purchase financial derivatives like interest rate swaps that pay you interest based on a premium above LIBOR, well, if LIBOR is artificially depressed, you get less money. That means your earnings are down and you are harmed by that fraud. And so that's why you're going to see all kinds of entities that are pension funds, all kinds of corporations that are going to be bringing these suits. And they may have a double suit against a number of the largest banks, as I said, because those banks both distorted LIBOR and sold the financial derivatives.
William K. Black is Associate Professor of Economics and Law at the University of Missouri, Kansas City.